Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Oh, yeah. Who's your neighborhood celebrity? 212-433-WNYC. I don't mean the actual celebrities who might live in your neighborhood and you see them once in a while, though in New York City there are plenty of those. We want to hear about the everyday people who make your neighborhood what it is. That man or woman who's a little more known in the neighborhood than the average person because, oh, that's the guy who's always, you know? 212-433-WNYC. Tell us about your neighborhood celebrity. Is there someone in the neighborhood who you see all the time? Do you have a favorite character where you live? 212-433-WNYC. Just call up and tell some stories for a few minutes about the people who give New York City neighborhoods some of their flavor. 212-433-9692. Maybe you remember someone from your childhood neighborhood or anywhere else where you used to live who you either looked up to or maybe they weirded you out. Who was the character in your neighborhood or who is today? 212-433-WNYC. Whose story should be told? 212-433-9692. And as your calls are coming in, we're going to give credit to the originator of this idea for the moment, Carla Zanoni, Director of Social Media and Audience Engagement for DNAinfo.com, the local news website. They're asking for nominations for neighborhood celebrities, and that's why we're doing this. Hey, Carla.
Hi, Brian.
So what's your definition here of neighborhood celebrity? What's your working definition of who you're looking for?
Sure. So we're really – these aren't necessarily people who've done something good in the neighborhood, although we love those do-gooders. They're people that stand out to everyone in the neighborhood and that really feel like they make up the personality or the fabric of the neighborhood. You know, everybody knows who she or he is, but they don't really know his or her story. And we want to get to those stories and, you know, through their stories, really bring to life the neighborhoods in which they live.
So, for example, someone's coming in from some of our listeners already, Eli on Facebook. On the way to synagogue every morning, an 80-year-old something man whistles all the way to Temple. I can hear him every morning from the top floor of our townhouse. Once I hear him, I know it'll be a good day in Brooklyn.
Right.
Mary Beth on Facebook, we have a celebrity sanitation worker who became an actual celebrity post-Sandy, Ed Shevlin, a Fulbright scholar, by the way. I guess she figured out by talking to him. What's an example that you've gotten already on DNA Info that you might use?
Sure. I mean, one of my favorites that are kind of similar to what you're talking about, we got someone from Williamsburg that's saying there's a guy who drives around his neighborhood in the north side in a little red station wagon every weekend, kind of yell singing oldies tunes out the window. And the person wrote in and said, I don't know how this person has never been profiled in the press before. They feel like he's really part of the neighborhood. You know, up in Upper Manhattan and Inwood, which happens to be my neighborhood, people are really curious about this man who sits on a corner with his wife. He had been written about in the press a while ago. I actually wound up writing about him when he got in trouble for playing chess in a private park. But everybody takes a look at the signs that he has near his park bench and how friendly he is, and he's playing chess with all of the neighborhood folks. And they really want to know what's the story behind his life. Another example is the super outgoing, friendly doorman at the Bed Bath & Beyond on 65th and Broadway on the Upper West Side.
Wow.
And what I love about this request to speak to him is he works the days, he's opening the doors and saying hi and genuinely excited to see people. And the question that people wanted to ask him is, you know, it seems like you really love life. What's your mission? What's your philosophy? And I think these stories, when our social media team came up with this idea and put it on Facebook to do outreach, and we have a story up on the site today asking folks for their nominations for neighborhood celebrities, I think it really speaks to this idea that New York City isn't quite as anonymous as everybody thinks. These personalities really make up the neighborhood, and people feel a connection. Even if you don't know somebody's personal story, you would miss that person if he or she was gone from the street corner. And I think that really speaks to this desire that folks have in New York City to feel that connection and that sense of community.
And I know you started this project before the Eric Garner killing, but tragically, he was kind of one of those guys in his Staten Island neighborhood, it's been reported. So there's an extra poignancy to this today, I think.
Absolutely.
Tony on Staten Island. You're on WNYC. Hello, Tony.
Yes, hello?
Hi, Tony. Who's in your neighborhood? What neighborhood of Staten Island?
Yes. I live in Staten Island, and I have a neighbor who's not he's just a character. He built this house on a vacant piece of property, a $1 million house plus, but he don't like people to park in front of his house. His own kids weren't allowed to park in front of his house. They park across the street on my side.
So he's the neighborhood misanthrope?
Yeah, he has a cleaning lady that comes every Saturday, and she's not allowed to park in front of the house. You got to park by another house, by my other neighbor's house.
I guess that's one way to get known by your neighbors. Rod in Nassau County, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rod.
Hi. Hewlett on the South Shore in Nassau County.
Right.
We have a guy,
five towns.
Thumbs Up Guy.
And what does Thumbs Up Guy do?
He walks around town all day long, waving at cars, giving them a thumbs up. He sticks his head into all the stores, gives them the thumbs up, knocks on the window, stops you walking down the street, thumbs up. Just a friendly guy. He's been around for about 20 years, as far as I know.
Thank you. Gabriel on the Upper West Side. Who you got?
The Hallelujah Man on the Upper West Side.
I know. I've seen that guy. He just walks the streets going, Jesus, Jesus.
That guy? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's great. He's been around for at least 25 years.
Thank you. Another fellow Inwooder, Toby, you're on WNYC. Hi, Toby.
Hi. So, yeah, I live in Inwood, like Carla and Brian, and I think it's a neighborhood that's really rife for characters because it's like a village and everyone knows each other. But I wanted to call about a guy named Alex, who's a mentally disabled adult who has been living in this neighborhood his whole life, and he sits in the park all day long in Isham Park, and people come and sit on the bench and talk to him on their way to the subway and ask him how it's going, and he knows the names of everybody's kids and the names of everybody's dogs, and he's always asking everybody how their day is and if they know what time it is, and he's just a fixture of the neighborhood, and everybody knows him.
Toby, thank you very much. So, Carla Zanoni, before you go, hopefully we've generated a little buzz here for your project, and more people will go to your site and contribute their neighborhood celebrity stories. We have the link on our page. Folks, if you want to get there through us at WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. You want to tell us one more good one that you've gotten in before you go?
Sure. I think this one is one of my favorite. There's an older woman who lives in Williamsburg, and the person who submitted it said that she dresses up to the hilt, mink coat in winter, red lipstick jewelry. She walks around Bedford Avenue with her walker, making salty comments at people. She's very funny and reminiscent of Elaine Stritch, which is also, a pretty timely submission, considering her passing last week.
Carla Zanoni from the local news website, dnainfo.com. Thanks, Carla. Good luck with it.
Thanks, Brian.